Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Welcome back to the Tie Down Breakdown, everybody. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. We've had a super busy week in the world of pro rodeo. First, reigning resist-all rookie of the year, all-around cowboy and tie down roper, Dylan Hancock, took home his hometown rodeo win at the San Angelo Stock Show and Rodeo. Dylan roped three calves in 24.9 seconds to take home $12,472 between the short round and the average title. Meanwhile, another big win over the weekend came on the West Coast from Dylan's traveling partner and the reigning world champ, Riley Webb. Riley won the Red Bluff Roundup with a 36.5 on four head. Also of note, Riley was pretty dominant, winning the first and second rounds and placing in the third round and short round. He left Red Bluff with $11,359 between the rounds and the aggregate. Today's episode, y'all are going to hear from the hometown San Angelo champ, Dylan Hancock. I caught up with Dylan briefly to talk about the win, the goals for the year, and some more stuff after the slack at Clovis. Of note about Dylan's win that makes it even neater is that he actually went into the short round ninth in the average, yet still came out on top. Enjoy this quick conversation with the 2024 San Angelo champ. This episode is brought to you by U.S. Roper. Say you're on your way to that big rope-in when your rig breaks down on a bad curve. It's a long holiday weekend, it's pouring rain, and it's getting dark. Worst of all, you have horses in tow, and they're no happier about this than you are. Here's where U.S. Roper comes in handy. This nationwide roadside assistance program has been developed specifically for the competitive roper on the road. If you're a member, 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance for vehicles and or horse trailers is just a phone call away. Learn more at usroper.com. Okay, well, we'll start with the basics. Just walk me through San Angelo. Tell me about each round.
The first round, I was a little late running out there about halfway and kind of flanked on her spine. She pushed a little bit. I think I was 9-1 or 9-2. And then the second round, I had one that didn't have the best track record, and I blew the bear out, flanked her, and hung my hoodie a little bit. But I was 8-flat, made a pretty good run, and ended up being ninth callback in the short round, and had the probably the very best calf on them, and was 7-8, won the short round, and ended up winning the rodeo. I had to do some battling back, but ended up getting it done.
Tell me a little bit about how you felt when you realized what you drew in the short round.
When I found out, I was like, I knew, to be honest with you, I didn't think I had a chance. I just didn't think the guys would have as tough luck as they had, and I figured I'd win. Maybe I had a chance to win second or third or fourth, you know, coming back from my ninth callback. So had a lot of ground to make up. And then that calf was so good, and that horse was unbelievable. Riley Webb's Rudy, that it just made my job easy and made a good run. And some guys had some tough luck that were in the first couple callbacks and ended up in my favor.
I feel like it's kind of a silly question. I can imagine winning, you know, hometown rodeo, especially when it's as big as San Angelo is. I'm sure that that's really special. Kind of tell me about what it meant to you.
It was cool. The San Angelo is like it's a rodeo town. They call it the calf roping capital of the world. They love
right.
It. They love calf roping, and it was loud. I thought it was pretty loud when they were announcing my name, whatever, and kind of walking in the box. But boy, when I threw my hands up and got back on my horse, it was dang sure the loudest place I've ever been in. It was pretty special. It was pretty neat.
Okay, another dumb question. Did you feel any extra pressure being a hometowner or no?
Not really extra pressure. I was pumped more than anything. I was pretty pumped. I've been there 2 years and hadn't had any luck, and finally getting the short round, even though I didn't think I had a very good shot to battle back. I mean, to win first, but I knew if I did my job and whatever, but I was pumped just to get back to the short run at the hometown. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You said you rode Rudy.
Yes, ma'am. Riley's horse.
Tell me a little bit about that experience and how you guys work together.
That was actually, I rode him around and stuff. That was the first calf I ever roped off of him.
Really?
I knew that he was pretty easy. Riley offered me to, he said, hey, I'm going to have, if I make short round, Rudy will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, duh, I'm taking that up on you for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn that one down.
Did you, okay, gosh, another dumb question. Did you ride Rudy in the long round too or just short round?
No, ma'am, just short round. I rode my good bay horse, Earl, in the first two rounds.
Gotcha.
And then we went to Red Bluff, and our horses were up there. And actually, Josie's dad, Mr. Jade, he brought the horses down for me and Riley and Josie to ride in the short round.
Oh, perfect. Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
First round together, how did Rudy feel?
It was probably the best feeling ever, to be honest with you. It was everything that, I mean, you just watch him work, and I just felt like that. It was everything and more that what he looks like. He was probably the easiest horse to ever rope off of. Just having one run, I can just tell you that. It was like a day off, to be honest with you.
That's cool. I know you kind of already talked about it, but rodeo like San Angelo, kind of tell me what the game plan is at a place like that.
Well, it's unlike most of the rodeos in the winter, like all the other rodeos are tournament style or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's two and a short, and usually it's not very easy. It's kind of got to go fast. It starts pretty quick, and calves leave sharp, and guys turn up over there, and it was pretty good roping over there. Pretty special to get the dub there for sure.
Right. You've had some big, I mean, I feel like this last year has been really big for you. Rookie of the year. Now you've got San Angelo. You're sitting really good in the standings. I mean, is it kind of a whirlwind or did you expect this? I mean.
To be honest with you, I expected that of myself last year and it did not come out. I did not finish very good last year. Had a late, just didn't get going very early and didn't do very good at the beginning of the year and kind of had some good weeks there in the middle and didn't finish the way I would like to, but and then started back this year. It was not a very good winter, and then things kind of picked back up there for a minute. Mm-hmm. And man, it's been awesome. Hopefully we keep it going and into the summer.
What did the plans for the rest of the year kind of look like?
We're gonna stay after them. We're gonna be rodeoing pretty hard here. I guess we leave here and I guess 1st of June and get back started for the summer run.
Did I, and I could totally be wrong, did I hear that you're still in college rodeo?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We just had our last college rodeo in Stephenville this weekend, actually during the short round of San Angelo.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
How?
Made college finals for me. I was pretty close in a couple of events and won out of the all around, but didn't have very good luck there this year.
Mm-hmm. How? I mean, I figure it's got to be kind of hard to manage the two, trying to rodeo and college rodeo. I don't feel like that's got to be easy.
You just kind of stay on top of it. You try to put it off, you don't ever get it done. That's what I've learned. So try to get it done while you can do it and just stay on top of it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to ask, and I promise this will be the last of your time I take up tonight.
No, you're good.
Tell me a little bit about your guys' traveling dynamic. I feel like there's a lot of people we hear that want to know what it's like for you two to be rodeoing together and what it looks like.
We have a blast. We do a lot of dumb stuff, probably. We jack around a lot, and we have a great time. Last summer was probably the coolest thing. The four months we were together out there, it was probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
It was just every day we had a blast and just fed off of each other. He helped me a lot and kind of showed me the ropes the first year, and it was a blast. And this year we got Cole Clemens going with us. He's a rookie, one of our good buddies, and that'll be good. And I think Jake Pratt's going to be right there with us, so should be a great summer, another fun summer.
That's a good mix of kids that are the same age, like-minded, but then there's the vet in there.
Yeah, he kind of keeps us lined out.
I could imagine.
We get our line, he'll get us back in.
Perfect.